Our gospel reading this morning is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Listen now for God's word. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is God's word for us today. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of the things that I remember most about my grandma is that she was the ultimate defender of the underdog. She could not stand to see anyone bullied. She could not stand to see anyone looked down upon. She, from her earliest days, was willing to fight if that's what it took. Now, my grandma was 5'2" and like super tiny, but she was always willing to go up against people twice her size if she had to. I remember one story about her growing up. Her dad nailed a nail onto the porch and said, "Your goal is to be able to roundhouse kick this nail that's 6 feet up." And my grandma could. So my grandma did not like to see anyone upset, and she especially hated it when we picked on my little brother. I remember one time, one of the few times that I personally incurred my grandma's wrath. It was not a common occurrence, but I remember that my little brother had pushed me over. I was kind of sitting on the edge of the sandbox, and he pushed me over in such a way that I kind of fell back and got a little cut on my hand. Now, my brother was 4 years old at the time. I was 11. I knew better. But I decided to teach Adam a lesson. And I convinced my little four-year-old brother that I was going to have my hand amputated. And it was all his fault. And he went crying to my grandma, and I never, ever did that again. Ever. And so my grandma reminds me of this parable with the widow and the unjust judge, because my grandma would totally be the widow in this story. See, this judge has a requirement. He is supposed to uphold justice for the people. He is supposed to defend the people, but he's not. The widow has a case against someone. She needs this money to live. She's one of the most destitute groups in the ancient world. The widow, the orphan, the poor, the resident alien, these were the groups that the Bible specifically mentioned and said, you have to protect them because they don't have anyone else. You have to take care of these people, because if the justice system doesn't take care of them, then there is nobody else who will. But this judge doesn't care. He doesn't care, and he is choosing to exploit the underdog. He's choosing to exploit the destitute among him. But this widow will not give up. She keeps coming back and coming back and coming back and arguing her case and pleading her case and demanding that he give justice even if he doesn't care. She doesn't care whether or not he turns his life around and becomes just. All she cares about is that her case comes out with a favorable resolution. And eventually the unjust judge is like, okay, fine, whatever. Okay, sure, we'll go with it. We will go with it. And the judge says in verse 5, because the widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. That's our translation. But probably a more accurate translation from the Greek would be, because this widow causes trouble for me, I'll give her justice so that she may not, in the end, give me a black eye. There's this boxing reference. Like, this is the judge's opponent, this tiny widow, and I picture my grandma, 5'2", tiny, petite, just coming at him, about to show him her roundhouse kick to the face. Give me justice, or I will give you a black eye. Give me justice, or I'll give you a reason to run and cry. And you will never do that again. And we get this sense then that this is more than just an annoyance. This is someone who is ready to fight for what she believes in. This is someone who is ready to go all the way, jump in the ring for the justice that she knows that she deserves. The court is supposed to use its power for the good of the destitute, and she knows and she sees that it is not. She sees the ways that the court and this judge are using their power for evil instead of good, and she is ready to throw the first punch if that's what it takes. And I love it. And Jesus says, this is it. Will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Let's contrast the two, shall we? Here's the judge on one side who needs to be in a fist fight with a widow before he'll relent. And here on the other side, we have the Almighty God who works for justice daily. And will not God, who cares about justice, be quick to call upon you? Will he not be quick to answer you? He won't delay. He will quickly grant justice. God doesn't need to be badgered into listening. God doesn't need to be told over and over and over again. God hears us. God knows what this world needs. And if anything in this story, I think we could make a case that God acts like the widow in our world, willing to stand up for justice when no one else is, willing to say that how we treat the lost and the least of these matters, willing to say that how we conduct ourselves shows our faith. But of course, we can also say that we are the widow. This is how we are to be oriented toward God. Because honestly, we've been waiting. We've been waiting a long, long time for Jesus to return. We always say it, Jesus is coming back. We celebrate it. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We know this to be true. We know that God is returning to the earth in human form. Jesus is coming back, but we don't know the hour. We don't know the day. So we have some time on our hands. And Jesus wants to make sure that his disciples are not going to lose heart while he's away. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? How do we plan to keep the faith alive? How do we plan to keep on pushing, to keep on going, to keep on saying justice matters? And Jesus says it's by being the widow. We don't have to just sit in here quietly and wait. Just like Mark was saying, if you sit and you wait, nothing happens, inertia kicks in, and ultimately you die. And this story tells us, don't just wait. Put your nail up on your porch, 6 feet up, and get ready. Remember the lost and the least. Remember the people who Jesus cared about the most, and get ready to fight for them. Because until Jesus comes back, we're facing a whole lot of injustice in this world. Until Jesus comes back in glory and all of the world looks to the glory of God and knows the peace of our Lord, there is going to be work to do. And that's what Jesus is telling his disciples. Keep the faith. Don't let your prayer be passive. Don't just say, Lord, I hope that we can see justice. Don't know how we're going to get there. It's up to you. Whatever you want. Instead, we're called to say, God, let me see your justice in the world, and let me be a part of it. We pray for justice, and then we go out and we show it. We pray for God's peace, and then we go out and we show it. We say that we are resolved, that our faith will guide us through, and we keep on going. Prayer with a punch, friends. We pray, and then we say, come at me. I've got God on my side. We pray, and then we say, where can I find the injustice of the world? Because I'm ready to throw a good right hook. Where is the injustice in the world? Who are our underdogs? Who are our widows and orphans and poor and resident aliens? Who are the people that we need to be protecting? That we need to be uplifting? Go and find them. And in this way, our faith stays active. In this way, our faith is not simply a passive prayer, but an active, ongoing part of God's story. So that when Jesus does return in glory, Jesus will look at us and say, well done. Way to fight that good fight. Way to go forward and be the church that didn't just sit and wait. Way to be the church that went out and did something new in my name. Way to be the church that showed the world what God's justice and peace and hope can look like. Way to stick up for the underdog. Way to celebrate your faith in word and in deed. Well done, good and faithful servants. Keep fighting. Amen.